Welcome. This is Ryan Sokolowski. I'm a senior program manager with the ECG CAT team. And today we're going to take a look at one of the most important pieces of getting your environment ready for implementing storage replica. And that's running the storage replica test report with the test SR topology PowerShell commandlet. So let's flip over to our system. And what we're going to do is we're going to, on one window, we're going to execute the disk speed tool with some parameters. And that's so that in our storage replica test topology report, we're going to have some nice graphs and charts to look at. So we'll get that kicked off. And then in this window, we're going to execute the test SR topology test. Now, while this is running, we're going to do a couple of things. This should take about 5 minutes or so. The first thing is let's go in and look at the PowerShell script that I put together to execute this test. And right here in the middle is really the important piece. So we're running test SR topology, and we're passing in the source computer name of this computer and the source data volume and the source log volume. And then the reverse side of the equation, the destination computer name, and the same parameters there. And then we're saying run this for 1 minute. Interval in seconds is one. And export our results to this particular path. Now, I want to talk about this this parameter for just a moment, the duration in minutes. It's important to note that the test SR topology test itself is non-destructive, and it's actually recommended that you run this not in this example as we're showing for 1 minute, but what you would want to do before you implement storage replica, you want to make sure that your environment and all the infrastructure supports the requirements to do storage replica successfully and well. So you'd want to actually run this for probably a day or 2 days on your production system and operate systems as normally, generating workloads, users, load, and so on, because that's going to give you a much more realistic, real-world perspective or examination of what the results will be when you implement storage replica. So let's close this, and while the test continues to run in the background here, I actually have a pre-completed storage replica test report, and that is right here. And this is essentially what we're going to see when our current test completes. It basically gives a summary of our source and destination computers and the volumes involved. Lists the number of tests with errors and warnings, which is great. There's none on either of those counts. And then it goes through requirements tests, and it checks for the presence or availability of the different volumes that you've specified. It does a partition style test, make sure that they're GPT partitions, volume size test. This is quite critical as it's one of the core requirements and can be one of the big sticking points when you're trying to implement storage replica. File system, disk sector, again, sector size of the data and log volumes have to be identical. Free space and so on. And then it does some initial synchronization performance testing. And that's probably what's happening in the background here as it's continuing. It does some initial synchronization tests. And with our small, for demo purposes, obviously, with our small 1 gig volume, it's showing that it took 7 seconds to perform and complete the initial synchronization, which is a full block level copy of that 1 gig volume. Then it shows a graph, a nice graph of the destination data disk, initial sync performance, and then replication performance tests. It shows what the average replication traffic was and the source data set change rate. And then this is a nice table here where as a minimum, you have to have an 8 gig volume for your replication logs. And it shows here that it'll take about 13 and a half minutes to wrap that log. And then it gives some examples that if you increase the size of that replication log volume, obviously you extend the amount of time it takes to wrap the logs. Give some nice metrics on the replication write I/O latency. And we've got pretty great numbers there in terms of percentages. And then here, this is why we're running disk speed in our current test run, is to show some of these nice charts. So this one is the source data disk change rate, and disk speed is helping to generate that nice chart. In terms of the actually having something to show. And then the source log and the destination log disk performance. And both of those are illustrated here. Let's go back and check our test. And our test has completed. And it took 4.6 minutes. And it's located in this particular path here. So that's what we wanted to take a look at today. Thanks for joining me, looking at the storage replica test report generated using test SR topology. Thanks.